When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Friday Five. Oh, wow, what a week here in the UK. England through to the final of the World Cup. Anyone else excited? Well, I'm not usually a footy fan, but being in a room on Wednesday night with many other football fans all cheering on our boys, our home team, celebrating in their success was truly a joyous and uplifting moment. Not to mention seeing 60,000 fans or so at Wembley Stadium at last back together again and enjoying some quality social time in such a brilliant setting. Well, I thought it was all tremendous, actually, and just what the country needs for a tangible feel-good boost of wellness and happy, positive vibes. So sorely needed after 15 months of uncertainty and the lockdowns. So onwards. Yep, upwards. Yep, everyone feeling a bit more positive in life. I do hope so. I certainly am. Now, we all know that feelings of positivity engender greater well-being, and that's better sleep, improved immune function, and just so much that is vital to our survival and thrival. Is that a word? Well, anyway, it is now. I quite like that. Thrival, a mix-up of survival and thriving. Yep, I shall be using that again, perhaps. Anyway, on to important matters of the week. And the big news here at Liz Our Wellbeing has been, of course, the launch of our brand new magazine edition, the July-August issue, literally sizzling hot off the press and winging its way out to our subscribers now. And don't forget, it is only available directly on subscription. We came out of retail due to all the shop closures and lockdowns. So actually, we're now able to send it direct in the post to all our lovely readers, even those overseas, which actually makes it cheaper. And speaking of which, there is a very good subscription deal right now. And in fact, today, if you're listening to me in real time, there is a free subscriber gift. Do be quick if you'd like to grab that because it is limited. It's a full-size Dr. Lip BFF, which is their new balm. Now, it's worth £18 if you get it separately. But I do like this because it contains just two ingredients, medical grade lanolin and coconut oil. So it's a lovely, simple formula to soothe the skin. And this is not an ad, by the way. I just happen to really like this new product and I'm pleased that they have given it to us. I've been using it on hands that have been getting sore and chapped due to overzealous hand washing and sanitizing, and also on small patches of dry skin and eczema, possibly stress-related, that have made an unwelcome appearance on my chin in recent weeks. Now, I've long been a fan of medical-grade or purified lanolin because it's a very pure, non-allergenic, moisturising emollient that has just so many uses. In fact, it's considered so safe that it's used as a breastfeeding nipple care cream because it's considered safe enough for tiny newborn babies to actually ingest. So I think that speaks volumes in terms of its safety. Now, I've been using neat lanolin for decades, actually. In fact, I used to use a brand called Laniso. I used to get that from the nursery department of John Lewis for many years before my makeup artist friend, Kerry September, introduced me to Dr. Lip when this was just an emerging, up-and-coming British beauty brand. Oh gosh, 20 years or so ago. Now, it was a staple of her makeup bag as a natural lip glosser and skin salve. And it's had a permanent place in my makeup bag ever since too. So big thanks to Dr. Lip for these lovely subscription gifts. And if you don't fancy the balm, the other offer actually is to receive a free back issue. So you actually end up with 7 issues for the price of 5, because as you may know, we always throw in a free issue anyway with every annual subscription, as well as free UK PMP What is not to love? So anyway, to celebrate the launch of the new issue, I thought I would review here some of the highlights inside, maybe just to tempt any would-be subscribers, and also to expand a little on some of the features and bring them to life with a bit of behind-the-scenes information. So we always start the magazine with a generous health and beauty section because this is really the mainstay of Lizelle Wellbeing. I guess the clue is in the name, really. So I like to see a mix of conventional medicine alongside botanical wisdom, homemade beauty ideas such as the fabulous healing foot balm that you can make with cocoa butter and coconut oil, and the faithful foot scrub exfoliator. Now, this is a bit special. It's made with brewed coffee grounds. So it's a perfect example of eco upcycling with beauty benefits. Now, in addition to that, we also review some of the more high-tech and cutting-edge, sometimes salon-based treatments. And in fact, one of my favourite columnists at the moment for this is Alice Hart Davis. She is an award-winning journalist who I first met more than 20 years ago when she was writing for national newspapers. And she's since gone on to make an in-depth study of all kinds of salon-based aesthetics, plastic surgery and more. Interestingly, very much putting herself under the scalpel to test out some of the more invasive procedures referred to as tweaks in the trade. In fact, her book is called The Tweakment's Guide, Fresher Face by Alice Hart Davis. And she has a very good website called thetweakmentsguide.com if you are wanting to look up safe, fully referenced and credible information relating to this sort of thing. I make no judgment here. I'm very much of the view that it's up to you to do with your face and your body as you wish. But whatever you do decide to do, if anything, it should always be done with fully fact-checked and referenced information, with written informed consent, as always, and carried out by properly trained, experienced, and importantly, properly insured medics. Anyway, do look up Alice Hart Davis and her tweakments if this is something that you're keen to know more about. And her article in our last issue on home high-tech gadgets is well worth a read. So I hope you managed to take a read of that one. I also really enjoyed learning more about one of the newer skincare ingredients in our latest magazine edition, and that is ferulic acid. Ferulic acid, yeah, one of the newcomers to appear on the beauty scene. It's a powerful natural antioxidant now being used in many of the more potent forms of so-called anti-aging skincare treatments. And in contrast to the high-tech tweakments, you might be interested in botanical well-being. And here we look at the benefits of parsley, one of the richest natural sources of vitamin C, alongside a host of other wellness benefits, including a good supply of the antioxidants called lutein and zeaxanthin. And these are plant-based compounds linked to the ability to help protect our eyesight by absorbing the blue light rays emitted from our small screens linked to macular degeneration. Fascinating stuff all round. I really love that botanical feature that we do in each issue. And in fact, we accompany it with a specially commissioned botanical drawing or painting, which we put on a single page. So you can actually take that out if you want to and frame it as a free botanical picture. And I know many of you do that. So I hope you enjoy this one. Well, on a further plant-based theme, one of my other favourite columnists is Sarah Raven, who is one of the UK's most talented and illustrious plants women. You'll often hear her on the BBC, for example. And she's also the author of several brilliant books, including the epic work Good, Good Food, which is an absolute treasure of a food and garden grown nutritious produce. Lots of recipes, great ideas. It's a lovely book. And it was Sarah who first introduced me to the concept of creating a cutting garden to grow flowers specifically for cutting and bringing into the home for flower arranging. Those of you who follow me on Instagram will know that I am a keen flower arranger, not an expert, but I do love it. It's my little bit of mindfulness. And up until then, the thought really had been very much to grow flowers in flower beds as decorative features in the garden. But then, of course, there's always the quandary, isn't there, of whether it's better to pick your prize blooms to bring indoors or whether they just look better left on the bush or the stem where they are to be enjoyed in situ or as part of the garden view out of the window. Well, Sarah's vision was to view ornamental flowers in much the same way as a practical vegetable crop. And she advocates planting flowers amongst the veg, either in a garden or an allotment, where they can be cut just like any other crop for the household. And she also loves planting flowers in amongst her veg. And if you head to her website, sarahraven.com, you will see all kinds of ideas. She has amazing vegetable plants and seeds and all sorts of ideas, which is well worth a browse. And in fact, I just bought some of her Dark Cosmos mix, actually, which is a lovely mix of darker plums and purpley cherry shades of this sturdy but delicate flower that is a flower arranger's delight. That's the Cosmos, because it holds its shape really well in the vase and it also lasts a good long time. And you'll also find lots of lovely plant and decor related home and garden treats on her website as well, sarahraven.com. Happy viewing if you head over there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, another reason to love Sarah is that she first trained as a hospital doctor. And so she has a very scientific and evidence-based approach to plants. So when you buy her seeds, for example, you can be sure that she's trialled many different varieties to select only the ones that actually grow well and thrive in the UK climate. And she's also a great believer in food as medicine, which is why at the end of her lovely gardening pages in the magazine, you'll also find one of her seasonal recipes. And in our new edition, she has chosen to share her favourite family dish, which is beetroot and smoked haddock gratin. And I defy you not to absolutely love this supper dish. It's packed with beneficial beetroot, cheese, leeks and undyed smoked haddock. It is an absolutely delicious combination. So many thanks, Sarah, for sharing that beauty with us. And speaking of sharing, many thanks indeed for all your posts and shares on social media of the recipe ideas, especially from the magazine. My team and I always really love seeing these, and I often repost them on my own Instagram, especially at the weekend, which seems to be the time everyone is busiest in the kitchen, experimenting and trying out new things. So if you do that, just tag me. I'm at LizelleMe on Instagram, and I shall repost and share your culinary creations and more, of course, if you'd like me to. Well, big thanks also for your comments that have come in this week. Karen on Instagram writes, thank you for another amazing podcast, my favourite listen each week. I particularly enjoy your recent one about the life of trees, which has made me view trees with more awe and love, and also confirmed what I had always felt, that they are intelligent life forms. Yeah, absolutely. I love that episode too, with Peter Volleban, the Bavarian forester, which you can find from a couple of weeks ago if you would like to take a listen. Really don't miss it. It's a lovely, reassuring and gentle broadcast, just filled with truly fascinating information about our trees. Take a listen. Trust me, you won't view trees or walk past one in the garden or the park in quite the same way again after listening to what he has to say about their heartbeat. Well, I also loved seeing the feedback from last week's Friday Five, and this was recorded at the Chalk Valley History Festival with the incredible centenarian and author and plantswoman Christian Lamb. She actually celebrates her 101st birthday this month in July. So very happy birthday, Christian, if you are listening. And I've just hopped over to iTunes and seen this lovely review, actually, by somebody called Fab122. Thank you very much for this review. You left on the 7th of July, and it's a 5-star review entitled Captivating. You say, absolutely loved listening to this tantalizing podcast with Liz and Christian Lamb. Gosh, what a remarkable lady. I felt truly motivated after listening to Christian. Anything is possible, and don't do anything boring. Yep, That was her message, wasn't it? Don't do anything boring. You go on to say, I really hope you can visit Christian again, as I'm sure she has so many more nuggets to share with us. I love the story of the wedding reception. Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it? If you listen to that, it's extraordinary. She's a World War II veteran, and she writes just with such wit and vigour about that era. It was another age and an extraordinary wartime spirit. Lovely to talk to somebody and to get real genuine recollections from somebody who actually lived through it. A lovely listen. And I'm so pleased that so many of you enjoyed that one too. And I've just seen actually that my podcast, The Lazar Wellbeing Show, now has had well over 1,000 five-star reviews. So thank you very much indeed. That is so kind. Do please keep your reviews and comments coming. They really do mean so much to both my team, my small but mighty podcast team, and me here. And before I go, I'd like to leave you with a reminder to keep up with the vitamin D supplementation. Now, despite the sunshine that many of us might hopefully still be enjoying, some of us might not be getting the full protective benefit of this amazing nutrient. You may know that vitamin D, although it's called a vitamin, actually works more like a hormone. And there have been two new studies that report vitamin D's protective effect against COVID-19. And the research just seems to keep coming in, actually. So one of these was a study of about 80,000 people in northwest England, so quite a significant number, 80,000 people, and it found that those with vitamin D levels that were low had about a 2.5 times the risk of hospitalisation for COVID than those with normal vitamin D levels. So that is quite a figure, isn't it? And then there was also a study published, it was a retrospective study in Italy of over 100 patients hospitalised for severe COVID, and they found that their vitamin D levels were inversely correlated with the inflammatory marker interleukin-6, as well as severe disease and even death. So really important, I think, to keep up with the vitamin D, even if you are out enjoying the sunshine, although perhaps enjoy it with a dose of sunshine too. So that is just about it for this week. Many thanks indeed for tuning in. I do hope that you continue to enjoy all that we have on offer at Lazar Wellbeing over the coming week. We've got more podcasts to download, especially in the archive. There are free newsletters to sign up to and receive, competitions and discount codes to enter and enjoy. And of course, a selection of new and interesting articles just uploaded now onto the Lazar Wellbeing website. And of course, our YouTube channel too. Don't forget all the films that you can take a look at as well. Now, I'll be back with you same time, same place next week, and back live on Facebook and Instagram with my Monday and Wednesday IGTV lives, as always. That's 12:30 p.m. UK time, or later, of course, at your leisure on catch up, with my Instagram lives now being hosted on the Lizal Wellbeing Instagram page. I used to do them on Lizal Me. We've now consolidated everything, and you will find my lives and be able to join us all on the Lazar Wellbeing Instagram page. And I have to say that during the lives, it's lovely to see so much chat going on and a real community of positivity and sharing being formed. So I do very much look forward to being on there with you. So until the next time we chat, go very well. Have a great week. Good luck, England, if you're listening to this before the match on Sunday. Go well. Bye-bye.